Oh my God. I'm waiting on a delivery. Hopefully they don't steal the package. This is the Lunchtime Live from the Facts and the Porcupine podcast. I'm at Bed-Tai. Bed-Tai, as she stated. I saw some crazy happening a minute ago. I saw somebody fall in the street in a puddle of dirty ass sewer. Horrible water. He just fell in it backwards. I started to help him up, but I saw the other guy and I didn't want to get all dirty and wet. Only in America. Well, not just only in America, but when I say only in America, because you wouldn't think that shit like this would be taking place in America. So I ordered the drunken noodle chicken for $11. So today I went to my son's school for the first time. There was something that needed to be signed and paid. And I saw him. And I got a couple of little reports on him. And I'm going to be talking to him when I see him later. I'm going to tell you something, guys. You could do what you want to do. You can raise them the way you want to raise them. That family unit has got to be reinforced. If you're a single parent, put your damn foot down. I have witnessed and seen some crazy shit in the last 50 hours. I just saw a parent who just told me that somebody was in the children's playground receiving fellatio, and described the same person that we kick out the playground and they talk shit. And I know the Palestinian protest is still raging around the country and around the world. Here we go. Somebody's got 1,000 kisses. Happy birthday for those birthday people. So my shout out goes out to the beautiful signature photographer I met on the Notion platform, where somebody was going crazy, screaming across the other platform, whether they be white or black, yelling at the fucking people. Two police officers on their phone. I, like everybody, started walking away. So I made my way to them. You know that old saying, if you see something, say something, that's a bunch of bullshit. I have a recording of this police officer. You should hear the shit he said. This is the second one. He was a white gentleman, and then he had an Indian guy. You know the Indian ones and the minorities. They want to follow the white ones. Why am I going to go into danger? This fucking guy. I said, sir, there's an incident on the other side of the platform. Just walk by and see. Oh, my God. You should have heard what he said. And the woman that I was standing next to moved. And I went all the way down the platform to get these guys. Made it back before the train, and me and her started talking on the train. And I told her what I did, and she said, I saw you, and I couldn't believe that they did not go. They went reluctantly, like, it's not my community, F these, whatever. I got some crazy episodes, but I have to make some money, so I have to slow down a little bit. But the mayor is going at it. It is, from what I heard this morning, there's 36,000 whatever cannabis shops open. 60% of them are illegal. So I was able to talk to a guy, and he's complaining because he can't get the license, but he's got all of his papers on the wall, but he doesn't have the cannabis license. So that episode will be launched sometime this week. Does anybody know what tofu is? I don't. How many of you guys know that the city hospitals, they're going after everything, thank you there, to reduce this carbon footprint, so they're going to cut back on beef serving. Healthy eating starts with the hospitals. NYU and Columbia is doing a pilot program. What's going on with the Knickerbockers, y'all? They're winning. If somebody know what the hell tofu is, please let me know. But you got to hear, we got some crazy episodes coming up. Anybody find out, hear about that new indictment, arrest? That guy Bragg. Well, what took place was they indicted some professional people, police officers, DHS people, all of these city workers. Got a hold of somebody's IDs, took out unemployment, and was cashing these checks. We posted up an incredible resource conversation. It was a resource fair on Saturday. Incredible. And it was great. That show was up. I got to retitle it because when I do it on live on the phone, things change. Wow, she's gorgeous. We have some beautiful women in our district, Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, Crown Heights. Let's see how this tribe. Soup is done. Let's see what we do here. I'm in here by myself. It's so comfortable. You got the air conditioner, right?
Yeah.
Here goes. So, wow. I told them I was hungry and they made it good. That first bite to tell you if it's going to be good. So, hold on to your family, guys. I got some experience that I can share with you guys. Take my word. Do not allow your children to form any kind of relationship until they get out of middle school. I don't give a shit. You can do what you want to do. You know, I'm a dad, co-parenting. I don't really give a shit about money this, money that. When your children starts talking and being too friendly too early, it's going to affect their grades, their personality. It's going to change all of what you have taught them. Do not allow it. After middle school, you can allow it because they got to go out. They got to meet friends. But in school, 6th, 7th grade, it's a bunch of bullshit. Take my word for it. I got parents telling me no social media, no nothing. Because it's going to distort their brain. So We had a big Jewish holiday the other day. I think everybody's back to school, back to work, back off a vacation. I got a good dish today. It's good. Now, I never watched these shows. But this paternity court is unbelievable. Women, for decades, knowing that the gentleman that is taking care of that child is not their child. Men coming to court denying the kid. And this is a classic one. I'm playing that. I had to record this shit. How many people out here know that you can have twins and each one of the twins could be by another father and the other could be by well, this gentleman that they don't look like him. And it sounded weird when he walked in the door. And you know they don't put you on TV if they don't check out the background and the possibilities. Well, lo and behold, he wasn't the father. And when the parents take over the parenting, like this woman was a stripper, she got pregnant twice. Her first kid went to the first guy family, and then the second child went to the other father's family. She never took care of none of her kids because she said she wasn't ready. Both families fell in love with these two girls. And when it all came down and the test came back, that each family was praying after years of taking care of these individuals that it would be horrible to find out that your child is not who the father and the family, and what God has done, he's made it possible that when the results came back, both families who took the responsibility of each of her daughters, they were all in the right household, meaning that each father that was taking care of them, family father, that the kids were their biological daughters. Because how would that would have split these families up? So watching that yesterday while I was working really got me thinking. For the men and the women. So many people that don't know their fathers out here because of this behavior. It's not fair to the children. And the judge was not happy. But it worked out for all of them. And she dodged the bullet, the mother. But the mother did say it's a strong possibility . So it worked out. But I know cases have a happy ending. I mean, it goes on and on. Where young men need to know if there's a doubt and you're there at the hospital, you cut the umbilical cord, no matter what the law states, once you sign the birth certificate, you are the father. And in my case with my son, there was some shit that I wasn't happy with. I had to go change the name. A lot of bullshit. This is not a joke, bringing a human being into the world. And for them to not be able to identify the parent, no matter whether it's the woman or the father or the mother, it's not great. And I think we should really start to get back to basics in relationships and women. Then you had couples exchanging, sharing each other's these sexual threesomes and stupid shit that busts up your marriage. Then a baby pops out and nobody know who the father is. Oh, you're gonna know who the mother is. I'm so fucking tired of seeing this despair of that country. I went up to two police officers. I said, I seen something and I'm saying something. This fucking white boy put me on trial. What am I going to do, go over there? I don't want to walk into a situation. You should have heard the shit he was saying. Even at the Staten Island Ferry, there was an incident where this young black boy was on drugs and going to do more drugs. And we did the same thing. We went for help. They didn't want to do shit. People come for this lunch special. I was a little disappointed last night because I bought some white rice because I cook fish, but they only take a certain amount of purchase on credit card. And I bought some shrimp, and I wasn't happy. Hit him the hardest worker. What's up? I'm actually doing a talk show, but you can come on and say hi. One of the parents that saw me said she saw somebody at 4 o'clock doing fellatio in the playground. Yeah, in the afternoon with school. I'm like, you sure? She said, that's the parents that come all the time. Why fucking people don't care? And she described the girl, and it's the same girl that's running around here doing that. She ain't lying.
Right.
How you been? Fine podcast. I'm going to give you guys, my friend texted me over somebody that was very crucial. Honoring the life of Congressman Donald M. Payne Jr. Donald Payne Jr., Congressman. He's got a C-SPAN show on him. I just want to send out the love from the Facts and the Porcupine audience of 6,000 or more listeners. That we send our condolences to my friend Rick. That's his uncle. He's taking it a little hard, so, you know, got a little plastic bag. And, so we're at the Best Guy Thai getting the lunch special. We're in the United States of America, Brooklyn, New York. And you might have heard a nice conversation from somebody I love and care about. That's my man. See if this credit card works. If not, you got to pay for me. Why women don't pay for men? Why y'all don't pay for us? Want to thank God, Glory, joined the studio. Want to thank everyone that listens. This is the Lunchtime Live. And we were just talking about behavior, our young children have to really stay focused. I think we should clamp down. There's some other incredible, interesting things happening up at the house. Don't tell me it don't work because I got money. I got a tip and I got a sign. I mean, I don't mind tipping. But yeah, you know, unfortunately, Mr. Payne has lived a prosperous life. He's on C-SPAN. If I can get that into the chat, I'm learning how to do this Podbean stuff, y'all. Oh my God, did it go? Let's see. I think I got it up there, guys. Mr. Payne. It's Rick's uncle. So I'm here. Lunchtime Live. You know, you got to get here before 2:45 because they shut the restaurant down. Because the staff has to eat. And there's some crazy things about, we're doing a show on where's water come from. I guess you guys probably know where water's from. So let me shout out the people I met over the past few days. That single photographer that was on the train with me when we went, if you see something, say something to the police, and they just gave me a hard time. I guess if I was white or European or somebody pale skin, they went up and told them that they would have did their job. That's not the first time the police officers didn't want to do shit. They're on their cell phones. I don't understand it. Now, in 5 years from now, the New York City is going to be the most expensive state, and it's going to be the most, you know, they're going to be watching cameras. Everything is on camera. That's some crazy things going on. You know, we did the OSHA conversation coming up. Oh, it's, they're having at the, it's an immigration forum coming up this weekend. At, I think, John Jay College. If you're looking for your citizenship, if you want to understand it a little better and more, that's what's going to take place this weekend. Matter of fact, it's unfair to put out something and not have the right information. So as I leave the restaurant, I'm going to go to my office. And I'm going to give you that information as I walk out. Thanks a lot. See you later, baby doll. I didn't leave nothing. I got all my keys. Yes, I had a good day. I had to go there. But the protest, he was just telling me about the police. I saw that the police put some kind of crazy truck came down. And they climbed through the window. And I guess they were just like putting pressure on the protesters. You got commencement coming up, graduation, man. These kids, all these students and these people have worked so hard to stay focused, to get their degrees. And, Columbia and NYU and all those schools, they're not inexpensive. You know, these people got to pay back these loans. These parents wanted to see them for all the work they did. How you doing, brother? Good to see you, man. All
right.
All the work that these parents have done to get these children, their children. We say children because young adults, you name it, to that point where they're graduating. I hope they didn't steal the delivery. I'm waiting on a delivery. And it should be either in the gate, but if you put it on the floor in front of the house, somebody's going to take it. So far, I'm here at the door. There were some rollerblades put over there that somebody came, and we got a lot of unhealthy people walking around making our quality of life hell. I didn't get the package, so I'm praying that nobody stole it or they left it in the corner store. You know, I will be pissed off as hell. Somebody donated the soccer nets. And I donated a bike to them. I had. And now I'm entering to make sure and hopefully to see. I always get my neighbor's packages. They did it for me. No, hopefully they didn't steal it. Not here. That's some crappy shit. Well, we're gonna see. Did I make my way in? It's definitely not here. But I do want to give you this information about the immigration. We got a fan club. What are they talking about? I don't know anything about a fan club. We got this fan club, you know, with this podcast. All right, so we're here. So here's the information for But this weekend, Saturday, let me put my lunch. You know, I didn't want to eat all that lunch. I took some with me for later. You know how you guys. You don't want to fill up your belly in one whole serving. And but I think the information I'm going to let you guys know about is going to be very useful. You know, anyone that is concerned, want to know more about the immigration, or if you want to become a citizenship, if you just came into the country, you got political asylum, all of this, then they're not going to have ICE there to take you in custody. And hopefully, they're not going to do anything like that. I put a sign on my window letting them know that the little guy throw the damn package inside the gate because it's only soccer nets. So let's do this. I'm out where I can see now. This Saturday, is it in Spanish? Did I take a Spanish one? Well, anyway, this Saturday, that is the 18th. No. Let me go get the right. Let me see if I got one in English, guys. Damn if I know what this is saying. Are you kidding me? All of them are in Spanish? What the fuck? Oh, got one in English. Found one in English. Oh, let me do this. Pet disaster checklist. Oh, I know. Man, that episode that I put up on the resources, you know, there's two of them. It's a part A and it's a part B. I got to really retitle it up. Man, you will know. Department of Agent, every important agency, I got a hold of them. I got some in-depth conversation. And here's the is. Become a citizen. Opportunity awaits. United States citizenship offers many benefits, including the ability to vote, travel easy, and pursue new job opportunities and other financial advantages. So you heard that. This is being held this Saturday. It's late. We're past this date. Oh, no, it's not this Saturday. It's next month. I am so off my chain. May the 18th. So I'm early. I'm just all over the place, y'all. May the 18th. 2024 at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at John Jay College of Criminal Justice at 524 West 59th Street, New York, New York, 10019, between 10th and 11th Avenue. You can offer this information to someone that you know, someone that is trying to get their citizenship. And that's what it is. This the crossing guard just made a car move back. Thank you. Wow. This guy literally went so far that she had to make a move back and let the people walk by. So back to this. Saturday, May the 18th. That's for me, young man. I'm waiting on you, baby. My package is here. I'm waiting on you, Sweeney. Hugs up. Amazon did us good today, guys. We're doing a show. You want to say hello to everybody?
I'm not sure.
Say hi.
Hello.
I got my package. Here, if you know anybody that's looking for citizenship, you know, friends, give them this. But I got one in Spanish. Would you want one in Spanish? These are soccer nets for the children.
Is that the only package you're waiting for?
No, if you got anything else for upstairs, I'm going to take them too. Give me a second. I got a sign for that. Let me get you one in Spanish. Can you believe that? I was outside right on time. We got soccer nets, guys. For our children. Yeah, this is the Spanish one. Let me give it to this young man. Who in that? Yo, you know why I'm a podcaster? No shit. I got the luck of God. I am fortunate. These kids are going to go crazy. This one is in Spanish and that one is in English. You can hold on to that.
All
You see what it says now in citizenship, everybody's going through it. Anything I got to sign for this box?
No, that's it.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
You got a lot of stuff on your back.
Yeah.
All these, if you got the guy here and they're not home, I'm going to take his package. If you got somebody upstairs, what is that? I'm at 59. See, ring the bottom bell. He's there. If he doesn't come out, don't leave it there. I'll take it for him. I'll give it to him.
All right, sure.
We've been doing it. I've been sitting. Look, I put a sign out for you. Look. Either leave it. You couldn't fit it in there. The corner store. Or you could have. You would have called me. Yeah, I would have got it. Thank you, brother. Hey guys, I got my package. You too, man. So let's get back to that. So I gave him the immigration information because he looks like a Mexican brother working. He might have colleagues and friends. On May the 18th, 2024, John Jay Criminal Justice College. If you're interested in citizenship, they'll be there. Everybody's rushing to go get their children from school. It's an early release. We got a new crossing guard with a stop sign. She is no joke. On the corner of Hancock, Bedford in New York, she is no joke. I see the young lady. So now, we're talking about disasters. Here you go. Look at my man, the lawyer, going to get his kid. Going to get him. I went to this resource fair, and it talked about disasters because New York City's in a flood zone. How are you, young man? I like the deer. Deer with a life jacket on? That's interesting. You know, I just love saying hello. So what do you do in a disaster when you have pets? Does anybody know what to do? Well, I got a pet disaster kit checklist. And it goes like this. And this goes the same for us. Documents that you should have put in a secure bag, and the documents are photographs, veterinarian records, rabies certificate, vaccination, medical summary, prescriptions for medication, most recent heartworm test results, dogs. So right there, if you have an animal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that they just asked you. If you have an animal that you must have already put to the side just in case if something catastrophic happens. And it continues to go on. Photocopy registration information, proof of what ownership of adoption records, pet description, breed, sex, color, weight, recent photograph of each of your pets, waterproof container for documents. So you just, any type you have a disaster, even I have one for adults. It's almost the same exact thing. Copies of all your records, copies of everything. And if you could even find a way to get a small little fireproof, waterproof safe, you should have that. So when it's time to get out and run, or even if there's an explosion or anything takes place, they will be able to retrieve that document, you will be able to retrieve it, go back to your home, and get your paperwork, your bank cards. You got to have a little cash. Let me continue reading. It says microchip information, microchip number, name and number of what? Microchip company, your contact information, phone number, and address for all family and friends of relatives may be staying with you.
If
you're not paying attention to me, then you're not going to know when to cross,
right?
I need you to always pay attention to me. If you're looking
all the way around. Thank you.
Okay?
Well, there were some instructions given to somebody.
Thank you, sir.
What's up, baby?
Hi.
Why are you so pretty? So you just got some instructions on how to cross the street and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Let her be who she is. She's doing a damn good job because she can't. You know, I mentioned to them why they don't have the stop signs. They got. I know you're paying attention, but that's she. How are you? She's doing what she do.
Okay, I'm paying attention. I'm holding on to her.
I know, and you're looking to make sure no damn car come.
Exactly.
Yeah. How you been?
I'm good.
I usually don't come down this.
I know that. You saw me.
I usually cut through the car.
And you go that way. I know.
I would deal with the other lady who never calls anybody.
And don't do shit. Stay in the Thai restaurant. So what do you got? You got the one that don't do nothing over there, and you got this one that's worried about everybody crossing the street. So you got to go with it. Let her do her thing. How's business? You making all this money out here?
Who told you that?
Why you keep smiling every time I say it?
Who told you that? Yeah, well, you can see the abundance of children, yeah.
You got a waiting list for your daycare. I'm doing a live anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, waiting.
And you keep getting finer and finer.
Phasing out.
You need 5 kids coming in.
Yeah, and they're on the waiting list.
And you got to take off the waiting list? You got to take them off the waiting list, right? By
September.
So you have a legitimate waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
I found them. Somebody gave them back. So you have a waiting list, and they know they're on that list.
They don't know when they're gonna get off.
But you gotta call 5 now. That's amazing that you got a business that people are waiting for you. That's incredible.
A whole year.
They waited that long? Do you want any more people?
No. I have 2 parents who are coming in who are expecting, and they get top preference.
How do they get top preference? You got people on the list, but they have children already in?
Yes.
So that makes it a lot easier for you
to
work.
To bump them up ahead of the
world. I hope nobody's listening that's on that waiting list. They're going to get bumped. You didn't think about expanding your business and opening, you know?
I'm there every day.
Yeah, but that's your life, girl. You're making the money.
That's my life, and I don't want to be bouncing around from place to place, and I don't want to use any more of my space.
Oh, your house and everything.
Yeah, because I live there alone. You know, we occupy the 3 floors and the daycare's on the garden. I'm not taking that up another level.
Oh, hell.
That's my policy.
Your husband will throw you out.
Yeah. I'm like, no, but yeah. So I have 2 parents who are due by the end of the year. And other...
You take them at the infant size, too?
3 months.
Wow.
3 months.
Well, they trust you.
Yeah, and I think I have... She has a sister there now. Was a year.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever met anybody that's complaining about business?
Yeah, but it is what they keep me in business.
That's right.
They do.
I'm gonna give you a secret. Don't get mad at me. Get 5 lemons.
Good
for all you guys listening. Get 5 lemons. Skin them and peel them. Get 5 limes. Put them in a water jar. Just drink it. Because you know you're getting nicer. I don't know, but I like, you know, I know you always keep yourself right. That's amazing that you got that many people waiting for you. That's great.
You know what? My son is
same age. I just left this. No, he's going to, he's graduating.
Yeah,
he's taller than you. He's taller. Yo, got
my
that.
Son is going to
I wasn't college. Happy you had a little girlfriend. I was not happy.
Me neither.
Your son too? I was not happy. So, but, you know, at least
he got early.
You got an early deception?
Yeah,
well, that's great.
Yeah, he's going for cold.
You know what? Talk to him. You got to go up there. You got to go up there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going.
Because them girls up there is fast, and he's coming. That's going to be if they get there. Yo, you don't need no baby coming back home.
He's
no baby in the belly.
Yeah, he's the youngest, and he's the youngest.
You got to have your husband really talk to his ass before and send him with the condoms. Don't be ashamed of it. You know?
He's the youngest, son.
Because it's going to happen.
Better keep it right.
You got to give him
everything.
You know
what? He was my first client.
Your son? You know what? Get out of here. Oh, right.
17 years
and look 7. Yes. Good job. You probably had about 1,000 or more kids.
It was slow back then.
But now you're overwhelmed. You said the neighborhood changed because the white folks would prefer to leave them with somebody like you, or I mean, black parents need the same
service. They want to pay you. All
right.
Back then, I started out getting chunk change. You know, now it's like,
you get $2,000 a kid. That ain't tough. Not that bad. All right, I'll see y'all later. Wow, did you hear that? She has that many children. We got the coach in the studio. What's up, coach? We want to thank everyone that's logging in and listening on. I'm just out here. You know, we have Donald Payne Jr., congressman, passed away. He's the wake today out of Jersey.
My friend is heading out there. You might have heard us talking earlier online. You know, because once I log on a live show, I can't get it off. But guess what, guys? I came. Keisha! Look at this, a crossing guard, boy. Keisha back, boy. This is our crossing guards. We got a tough lady here. She got the stop sign. She is really no joke. Yeah, you love inside the PC. I love inside.
I miss outside because
it's never get hot. Yeah, but you love it in the winter.
Yeah, when it's cold, I want to be inside.
Boy, she's tough, Keisha. She's tough. She don't be playing. She moved them damn cars back and everything.
No, she do.
She good, right? The most people say this one over here don't do nothing.
She don't. She lazy as a fuck.
What?
She been lazy ever since you was here on the corner.
She was lazy before I even got here.
Because
I used to walk past her all the time.
She needs to get out. Because one of the parents that said something, because she said something to the parent crossing the street wrong. And then she said, well, at least she said something. I said, no, she's doing her job. Mm-hmm. It's the one over there. That's why they come on this side.
Yeah. That's why they did. They used to come on this.
She's
like, Marilyn, why your kids coming my way now?
Yeah, because Marilyn don't get off her ass. What's up, player? Doing your thing. Don't get no ticket. It's your hood. You do what you want. It's your hood. Say hello to my audience, man. I got one of the best young men here doing his thing.
Yeah, how you doing today?
It's Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. You're growing up, man. You're doing good. Oh, you got a little muscle. You got a little muscle. You're knocking nobody up. You got kids yet?
No,
you smart. You ain't stupid. You want to live? You want to have fun first, right? You smart. I know. My neighbor putting the city bike. Yo, you said the same shit that lady just said, that she don't do.
She don't do shit.
Yo, if somebody get hurt over there, she gonna
be
a little.
She sitting on her phone.
Yeah.
That's all she do.
Yeah.
You ain't attractive like that, man.
You crazy. You right about it. Well, you ain't learned about that. Just do your thing. All right, we talk. She is. Yeah, this is the difference. They were just complaining about one crossing guard. That she's really tough here, guys. I mean, this woman ain't letting you. She ain't letting your ass walk across the street illegal at all. And if you drive in your car, and this is a school zone, so they really tough around here. They are really, really tough. The school zone. Hey, man, we got some perennial flowers growing. I told this gentleman named Randolph. He put them in here, and now we got flowers growing, which is a beautiful thing. Nice. You know, you got these little tree pods. I'm trying to hang it to my neighborhood. You know, anybody need a good painter, go to www.rspainting.com or use 347-369-3810. I guarantee you, you got the right job. This painters can do their thing. They are very good at what they do. But back to this, that disaster relief thing for your pet. Now, we got the one with the pet. You know what? Why don't I go inside? I have a little time to go get all of this resource information, sit out here with you guys, take a damn break, and go. And I'm going to finish off the doggy stuff. Impact Brooklyn is having a gala tomorrow, guys. You older guys don't know. Let me get all of this here. Let me get back outside. It's beautiful in New York City right now. It's supposed to rain. Kids are getting out of school. I got my delivery. You hear this box I'm kicking around? These are soccer nets. All right, so if you want to prepare for a disaster for your animal, I'm going to repeat myself. The documents that you need so you can identify your animal and people can identify the animal for you, especially if it's a disaster. And listen, I'm watching a guy bring his animal in and there's people eating and it's a food park, you know. I know everybody's pets mean so much to them, but you know, there is laws and regulations because if you bring your animal in a store that serves food or establishment, you can get the owner in trouble. So here's what you need to have prepared.
for disaster if you have any type of pets. Documents, photocopy of veterinarian's report, rabies certificate, vaccination, medical summary, prescription for medication, most recent heartworm test results, dogs. That means all of the things I'm saying, your animal should have been through this. This guy's a... You hear this guy? He's talking. Yeah, they getting on the ladies. Because she's crossing older people, young people. She doesn't care. This is her corner. So we have photocopies of registration information. Proof of ownership. That is going to be one of the most important things when there's a flood, a disaster. Because you want to retrieve your animal. And you don't want nobody taking it, especially if it's an expensive one. We do have some people with some exotic animals around here. So then, proof of ownership, pet description. You got to describe what breed, what sex, what color. Recent photograph for each of your pets. You can have more than once. Take a picture of them. So you can prove that's yours. Waterproof containers for documents. Yep. Got to keep everything in a waterproof container. And what about this microchip information, microchip number, name and number of the microchip company, your contact information, phone number, and all that. Now it goes down to water, food, and medication. 2 weeks supply of food for each animal stored in what? A waterproof container. 2 weeks of supplies of water for each animal. Non-spill food and water dish. So you don't want a dish that, you know, the food can spill out. Then it goes manual can opener, feeding instruction for each animal, just in case if the animal gets lost. 2 weeks supply of any medication if applicable. Then it goes medication instructions, 1 month supply of fly, tick, and heartworm prevention. So that means you gotta have, they sell something, I don't really know about that. Other supplies, leash, collars, with ID and harness. Toys, appropriate size, pet carrier with what? Bedding, blankets, other towels, pet first aid book and first aid kit, clean supplies of what? Accident pipe, paper towels, plastic and bags. So if you have ever, and this is coming from the CDC, if you ever have a pet and you have a disaster, this is what's going to help them help you retrieve your pet. Then you got, let me get it. I got a little time left before I go back in. All right, so this May the 18th, which is my son's birthday. How did I not know that? May the 18th is my son's birthday, which is a Saturday this year. May the 18th, 2024. God damn it, everything's in Spanish. May the 18th, 2024, at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at John Jay Criminal Justice College, John Jay College of Criminal Justice at 524 West 59th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11009. Let me see if I can do this and put this in the chat for you guys. I don't know. I got to take a photograph. I always have problems when I do this. So I'm going to take a picture and see if, oh, it's going to be in Spanish. So first time ever, Spanish, but it'll give you what you need. In Spanish. I'm going to try something here to see if I can get it in there. Podbean pace, allow pace. Podbean would like to pace camera. All right, there it is. Got it in the chat. Looked like it took off a little bit too much. It didn't work. But anyway. May the 18th, that's a big day for people that are looking to become citizens.
And I got so much resource information. Let me just run through it while I got time, while we're on. Then the next thing, we already talked about checklist for the dog disaster. So you don't want nothing to happen to your pet. Then there was another thing, take the subway to what Coney Island. They got something for kids. This is part of that information I took. Access to Justice Brooklyn, color book. Well, this was a constituent resource fair. You had the King Jeffrey, some local officials. It's the least they can do, right? Tell us some information. But I got something else. I'm going to find it. Here's what I have for you guys. Tomorrow, one of the most caring organizations ever that has been fighting affordable housing fight for decades upon decades. This Impact Brooklyn 60th anniversary gala. I am so lucky that I was invited. And let's do this. Here's a big shout out for Impact Brooklyn. Hey, Impact Brooklyn is located at 1000 Dean Street, Suite 420, Brooklyn, New York, 718-522-2613. Unbelievable. Fax number is 800-832-5789. If you need any type of assistance, foreclosure, rental assistance, reading your lease, senior services, you name it. 60 years of preserving the fabric and the historic structure of Brooklyn. It's just something that they do, reaching out to every single client that they may have helped over the years. I'm going to be in the press. I'm going to be sitting at the press table with the rest of the press, and we're going to really, really make sure. Well, this will be my first time going. And I want everyone to look up Impact Brooklyn. Let me find their website. Here's their, it's Impact Brooklyn. impactbrooklyn.org. So it's impactbrooklyn.org. 718-522-2613. Give them a call. Impact Brooklyn. Unbelievable. They do the right thing. I'm going to try to get their card up. Good to see you, my man. Let me see if I can try this. I got to do some magic because this is well worth it. On the back side of this card, you're going to see somebody's contact information. Here's a dad that went to get his child. Here he comes, barreling down the street. You can hear our crossing guard. She is very thorough. How you guys doing? All right? Our crossing guard is somebody not to play with. Somebody not to fool with. She is very thorough about what she does. I'm going to text this to myself to see if, in fact, I can get it up on this. Because I did something earlier with a text. Son's calling for money. Let's see if I can get you guys, get this in the chat. It'll be a wonderful thing for me because I want you to support this organization and spread the word about them. If you need anything, tenant, landlord issues. Is it up? I don't know.
I'm trying. I don't know if it worked. I tried twice. Well, let's see. Well, you know, sometimes things don't work out, but I'll try it again. I'm learning how to do all this. And then if I can get it, it'll just be one of those things. Well, unfortunately, wasn't able to do that. Got to learn a lot more. The phone is a lot difficult for us, but this is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. So keep in with providing resources. What's up, man? Done already over there. All right. Good to see you. So now, do you deliver? Well, Vision Zero, building a safer city. I went up to the guy because I was complaining. And I want everybody to understand in New York City about riding a damn bike. Legal. All right. Electric bikes. Is this in Spanish? It's only when you are on an electric bike in New York City. Electric bike. It is 25 miles per hour. You understand? Legal. The word is, they got them in columns. Legal. And what else is legal about electric bike? Bike lanes, including on bridges. Streets with speed limits no greater than 30. So they're telling you where you're allowed to work. Legal. Then it goes limit use of motorcycles with license plates and VIN numbers. Where can you ride? Vehicle lane, including on bridges. Right lane and other shoulder except when marking a left turn. So let me explain something to you, what's been happening. And we're getting to the legal part. You don't have a license plate or a VIN number, they're taking your bikes. And we witnessed that. What are you allowed to ride and where? Now in Orange, this is strictly in the state of New York, in New York City. Illegal. Limit, use, motorcycles, license plate, and VIN numbers. You don't have that? They're taking it. These devices are not permitted on any city, street, or bridge. So they're showing you the type of device that is not allowed on any, you know, street and bridge. So you got to know when you go buy these items, these bikes and these motorcycles and electric bikes, can you use it to ride around the city? And from what I'm reading, no. Now here on the backside, while we're doing this, because this is this resource guide, you are required to what? Wear a helmet. Wear reflective upper body apparel. Use a white headlight and red taillight at night. Obeying all traffic laws. Stay off the sidewalk. They are telling you. Yield to pedestrians. Ride in the direction of the traffic. Stop at all red lights and stop signs. I got to go give this to a few people I know that don't know the law that's going to help them with this, because these African brothers, they don't get it. How you been? Good to see you, baby. One of our seniors, she happened to be a white female that moved into the district, and she's okay. I'm glad to see her. You know, it's always good to see people that are consistent with what they're doing. What else did I throw in here? I'm going to give this to every one of these African brothers. Here's another thing. Get there without a ticket. What? Oh, my God. How do you get a ticket? Bike lanes. Stop at all red lights and stop signs. Most serious cycle injuries, 89% occur in intersections. Because you're not watching where you're going and you're running over pedestrians. Here's another important fact. Go with the walk. Go with the walk. Cyclists may what cross the intersection when the pedestrian signal shows the walk. Unless there is a bike signal or a sign saying otherwise. So you got to go with the walk sign. Here's another fact. Yield to pedestrians They have the right of way. Pedestrians have the right of way. You're not even allowed on the sidewalk. People walking may not see or hear you coming. Nobody likes to be startled. So you can't be on the sidewalk. You can't scare them behind you. And I got a lot of video of that. Here's the big one. Ride with direction of the traffic. You can, now, I got a ticket riding the wrong way one day. Going back 15, 20 years. Not even 15, 20 years. Going back a few years back. Because I was trying to cycle, get in shape, get my cardio. The worst thing. So they're showing you always ride with traffic and watch the pedestrians. I'm going to give this out to them. No more of this shit. Don't speak English and don't understand the law. So by giving these out to these guys, this should help them understand New York City's bike and motorcycle and electric vehicle law. But here's the one I'm looking for. Here's the one I'm looking for, ladies and gentlemen. The battery's going low, and I got to get ready to end this. Well, I don't want to end it because the battery, because I got a little time left. So let me go in here and charge it up. I found the one that I want everyone to be really ready to listen and to prepare themselves if there's a disaster. If there's ever a disaster, you guys are gonna have no excuse on what to do, what to have, where to carry. Somebody coming, you guys making a delivery. That's his bike. Spanish, can't understand what he's saying. But this is getting certified as a national disaster volunteer. Nobody goes out. Everybody prefers to order their food in. The restaurant should be really making a killing. A lot of people. I even had lunch today because I didn't want to cook. Let me get in here before the battery goes and give you this most important information that I was looking for, because I am going to sign up for this. I'm signing up for this class. And I am going in here to plug this phone in. I got to send something to my little man. I'm afraid to give my son his own credit card, believe me. Not that I have any money. I'm on a strenuous budget. Because I know he's going to use it to buy all his little friends something. I do give him permission to treat people. But I think he should pay attention more to himself. But what do you do when they have friends and colleagues? Here's my keys. Where is my keys? I gotta make sure. Where the hell I put my house keys? Let me do this. Sometimes you can do too many multitasks. I walked in the door. Oh, I see them, and I'm good. I got a lot of keys on my ring. Well, this is the Facts in the Porcupine podcast. So I am here. Let me cut the light. So, I want to welcome everybody to the studio. Mr. Ampi, Coach, shout you guys out. God Glory joined. So, I am very interested in this. Got a little time left, a couple of minutes, a long lunch break. I got to do something while I work this, you know, the iPhone here. I'm going to take my card off of restriction. I just sent him. See how I knew it, right? I knew he was calling. Sometimes I almost feel like the fathers are only good for just certain things, you know, but I don't care. I don't care. I hate co-parenting. I don't like this shit. Let me hit done. All right, so I got him out of the way. I can't shut my phone off. I'm not a, you know, all these podcasters with these studios, and no, this is not who you have here. You have somebody that will walk the new, you know, I will walk the streets of New York, any place in the world that I'm at, or anywhere, anywhere, and just talk to you guys, welcome you to the, to having a wonderful day. So, join the NYC CERT. What that means is support your community before, during, and after emergencies. Find out more at nyc.gov/CERT. So basically, New York City Emergency Management has a free volunteer class. So it goes like this: New York City Community and Emergency Response Team, right? So that's what it is. Community Emergency Response Team are dedicated volunteers trained in emergency preparedness and response. By joining the NYC CERT, you will have the opportunity to what? Educate yourself, your family, and others about what? Preparing for emergencies. Help your neighborhood in time of disaster. Strengthen your relationship with your community. To become a volunteer, you must be over 18 of age or older, live or work in New York City, and pass a NYC Emergency Management background check. I am looking forward to doing that. So your community needs you. Learn more by visiting nyc.gov/CERT or call 311. But we don't want to do that. We want to give you the phone number, 212-639-9675 for video relay services, all that other good stuff. So I think that would be a great thing. For those who are concerned about disasters and things that can happen, I think that would be very helpful that you take that class, like, because I'm going to do it. And I want to welcome everybody to the studio. We're going to say hi to you guys. I'm definitely taking that class. And I'm definitely calling them up. And I actually should do it now while we're live. But you know what? Oh, everybody does their thing. So, you know, as I log on to my computer, see what the hell's happening. Apple Podcasts, reschedule maintenance, sign ain't in there, Ridgewood Bank, Teddy McDonald, Lynn Lisa's requesting your hire. Yeah, everybody's requesting everything. So basically, you can prepare yourself for a disaster, because New York City, we when I find this document, we are in flood zones. We had an earthquake. And this resource bag I have came with, there's been so much information in it. And you're gonna hear it on that podcast about the Department of Aging. They actually gave me something that's wrapped up. What did they give me? What is this? Oh, they had yo-yos. Yeah, that's what it was. We got a couple of yo-yos from them. You know, they gave you a pen. But Impact Brooklyn's 60th anniversary is tomorrow. 60 years. 60 years of caring and giving to the local community on all levels, for rent, assistance, deed. You know, if you're not sure, you needed to ask a question, and you know, they just responded to me. And here we go. I can repeat. The gala will be held this Thursday, May the 2nd, at Greenpoint Loft, 67 West Street, Brooklyn, New York, starting from 6:30 p.m. It is promised to be an event full with celebration, reflection, and community. We believe your presence will make it even more memorable. That's what they say to me, and I accepted it.
It is their 60th anniversary of Impact Brooklyn. I am excited to extend this heartfelt invitation to you. Join us at the upcoming gala. So I'm sitting with the press people because I did a podcast with them. And, you know, and it was a great show. It gave a lot of insight and information on when you get in trouble with the rents. But I'm glad I took this Vision Zero documentation. I'm getting it all together. But there's a bunch of goddamn people that don't speak English, riding all over the sidewalks. Senior citizens can't even walk down the damn block. You know, when did it become that we had to move out of the way on a city street? I made 311 complaints. Not complaint, like I just filed the issue to maybe they can get off their ass and do something, you know? Let me make sure this charger is plugged in. And now that I went through this research guide and information and finding these incredible business cards, so much is out there. It's so much going on. Try to stay focused with, you know, just stay focused. All of this shit that's taking place out in the street, let them do it. I was on the subway earlier. The guy's acting like a fool, starting trouble with people. You know, mental health is an issue, but that ain't got nothing to do with somebody putting their hands on you. I don't give a shit. Then we got this other thing about the guide to paying for disputed parking tickets. They gave you a guide how to get rid of a disputed parking ticket. You know, you got to read your ticket carefully. Consider these tips before you park. They telling you to read the signs, read this, read that. But there's ways of beating tickets, not beating them in a way that you got away with something. It was, you felt that was not good. Let's get energy fit. Energy fit. Oh man, wait till we talk about that one. So, you know, it's not just, you get on a bike and you do what you got to do, you ride, anybody can get hit. People that are in the upper 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, 80s, they don't want to get hit. They don't want to get no injuries. So you got to stay your ass clear of the pedestrians. So I'm putting all this together for these guys. Once I hand them out, there's no excuse for them not to know. It's a lot of resource. But, you know, we're doing something with energy in New York State. They're trying to get the carbon footprint down. So you got this thing called Energy Fit. Impact Brooklyn. Gas versus deduction. Did you know that cooking with natural gas is not only bad for your planet, but also for our health? Induction is a safe, healthier, and more energy efficient way to cook. This guy provides information about the importance of the switching from gas to induction stove, which is a central part of the energy fit electrification program. So there's an electrification program introducing save energy, introducing induction cooking is more efficient way than gas cooking, meaning it uses less energy to get the same job done with induction. Just the pan is heated when cooking with gas, older electric coil, or even a glass electric top. You'll notice the stove top and the air around the stove pot or pan is hot. Well, this induction top, it saves your heat. Induction heats your cooking air faster, boil the water twice as fast as gas. Introduction safety. So you guys gotta start to look at this new thing. And I see the induction. It's no flame. It's just electric heat, but electric costs money. We had a problem over there. So it's free energy upgrade and home repair. That's on the back. That's on the front side of it. Eligible two family and three in Brooklyn will receive what upgrades value between $20,000 and $25,000, including mold or asbestos. So here's the deal. Impact Brooklyn is assisting in this initiative with Cypress Hills and Impact Pratt Center. So look at me. Eligible. If you want to get a free energy upgrade and home repair, eligibility is this. Two and three family homes in Brooklyn will receive
upgrade valued between $20,000 and $25,000, including mold or asbestos remediation, new high efficiency electric stoves and hot water heaters, electrical systems upgrade, updated, building wide, air, seal, and install. So they can come out there, seal your home, give you a whole new different concept of energy management, saving money, saving the environment. So if you want to know more, you can go to energyfitnyc.com or you can call Pratt Center at 718-636-3496. Like I said, 718-636-3496 for the energyfitnewyork.com. Either way, get in touch with them. Get that $25,000. What else we got rolling? First time home buyers virtual workshop. That's when is that coming? May the 11th, Saturday. Yeah. Who's hosting that? Impact Brooklyn. Oh, my goodness. They're on the move. That's why they're hosting this gala. What else do we have here? The guide to what paying, disputing parking tickets. You all know how to do that. Just pay it and don't get a ticket. And this seems like I'm winding it down. Oh, let's get energy fit. So that was something that, okay, so here's what they got. Energy fit package. Home repair as needed. Package 1, package 2, package 3. Energy efficiency measurement. Package 1, package 2, package 3. So they're letting you know you got different options. You go solar, photovoltaic insulation. You can go electric, domestic, hot water, wire and panel upgrades. So you can upgrade your electrical panel. Got to call Impact Brooklyn on this. It's just too good, too overwhelming. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But we're doing the right thing by letting you know that there's things out there for you property owners and individuals, but that disaster thing is key. Well, you got to have your go bag. I remember the lady telling me everything. What is needed? When is it needed? Water seal type information. We did some great shows. That is up on the site. That is incredible. We talked about everything. But I want to shout out the people I met on the subway. They're from the Netherlands. They should be heading back home. My good friend, him and his wife. Then we met a beautiful couple who came in. It was her birthday. We sung happy birthday on a transit platform. I gave them the podcast information. I met my young lady who had her baby about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Lou Chain. How you doing? Man, let me get my mind right. Met another person. I don't met so many people, but some of the people that was unique. I met a grandmother today on the train. She didn't have a phone, but she wrote down the podcast. There's so many wonderful people. My cousin Myron, he's got his YouTube show. He's a pastor. He came on. Oh man, we was at City Point the other day. We met a young lady. Hopefully she'll get in touch with me. Her mother's an author. I want to just tell her mother, you raised a great child. Very beautiful, very articulate, very sweet woman. Very, very respectful. Just like my little boy. And, yeah. So we were talking earlier about not letting your middle schoolers have relationships. Take it from me. That shit don't work. It's a distraction. They could think what they want to think, but 13, 12 is too damn young, and 11. And parents, you see how your daughters are dressed coming out. I mean, it's hot, but my niece had a little words because I thought her shirt was a little bit too much cleavage. And she said, Uncle Reggie, I'm expressing. No. She got it together now because she understood what we meant. I had to call my brother on the phone. And my brother said, Reg, I'm tired of telling them how to dress. Their mother's hailing them, you know, different cultures, different things. Well, once the sun come out, that's the best time for us men. You know, we like, I sit sometimes in this girl watch, just look at people walking by. If you ever sat down in a chair, maybe a cafe or a bar, have a drink, and watch human beings walk by you, trust me, the most entertaining visual sighting you can see is all kind of shit taking place. Everything is crazy. You know, all kind of shit is happening. But this is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. We're finishing up a construction site. You know, I was assistant to the owner and it was hell. You know, they've been through a lot. They want to sell it. The market's not right. You know, they may have to take a little hit. Things are just all over the place. But I want to shout out my friend Rick's uncle, Mr. Payne, Donald M. Payne Jr., the honorable congressman. They got a show on C-SPAN with this brother. And here he is. I clicked it on. I accept the cookies. On the C-SPAN network, this Mr. Donald Milford Payne Jr. is an American politician who has been the U.S. representative since 2012. Payne, a member of the Democratic Party, served on the president of Newark, New Jersey City Council from 2010 to 2012. He is an honorable individual that's going to loss for the family. We send our condolences out from the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast, Mr. Donald Milford Payne Jr., Congressman, Newark. Was tough, I heard. Very honest, very ethical. I know the family through Rick, who was a great guy, who was my friend of Lewis. There's nothing wrong with having friends that are 20 years, 15 years. People change, but you know, when you got a friend, it's like a great story with LeBron James. His bodyguard used to protect him when he was in junior high school and in the middle school. He used to harass LeBron and beat him up. So once LeBron went to where he went, they lost contact, but reunited. And anytime you see somebody in LeBron's face, you're going to see that guy. He gets $1 million salary or more. He's the personal bodyguard of LeBron James. And he ain't playing. So that's another thing. Keep your relationships intact, your friendships, because you never know if you need a job or somebody else wants to hire you or somebody recommends you. You're going to need that reference of those letters. You never know. So that's why I'm mentioning. Let me get these letters out of the way. And I had a long day with a couple of things. I had an assignment to do, and I'm just like, you know, I'm fucking tired of it. My sister was in the hospital. I want everybody to take care of themselves, man. You know, some people, especially in the black community, we're scared to go to the doctor. I'm fucking scared of the doctor, but I got to go. You know, I met a guy from Chicago. They came in from the run. They had a run, and he came in. He's run track, his daughter and everything, but he started a foundation for prostate cancer research, and he's got one of these world profound doctors, happened to be an African-American man. He's known for his expertise, and it was just great to meet him. He was just telling everybody, you got to be prepared for certain things. And we do believe in that. You know, we are definitely concerned about the well-being of each other. Like I said, I was in the hospital. I went there because my sister, she was, you know, not feeling well. So they brought her to the emergency room, and she was able to come home, and they don't keep you. You got to go up there. But we saw the person next door to us, they passed away. And that was like really impact me. You know, we just keep going on a day in and day out basis, but you got to think about people, you know. So what I'm going to try to do is log into the platform to see these episodes that we uploaded that are just phenomenal kind of talk. I did one on the cannabis. The guy's complaining because the mayor's saying he's getting ready to crack down on these illegal smoke shops. And fifth grade, something came in. Illegal smoke shops. And they're putting pressure on all these guys. So the guy that I was talking to today, he was doing what he was doing, but now he's following the law, from what I think. And a lot of them know that when you cross state lines, it's a felony. It's illegal. Federal government, it's totally illegal. I want to thank everybody for over 6,000 downloads, 1,000 or more listeners. It's incredible. I really never expected it. I'm only doing it when I got time. We put up some, it's just a conversation that just went up. The Oh, man, it's just a conversation. The mayor and the students are going at it at Columbia University. That was 4 days ago, 3 days ago. He said some stuff. I'm trying to redo something here. We got some great, great show. She's from Turkish. She came into the United States from Belgium. Already, she's involved with the protests, the students' protests. Beautiful woman. She gave us a great conversation. She's got some good downloads going on there, too, man. It's, wow. That was April the 24th. You know, we had the other one 5 days ago. It was good. You know, all in the New York Minute. That's a new conversation that we had that you'd be shocked at who you can meet all in the New York Minute. As we wind down this segment of the Facts of the Porcupine podcast, we appreciate you getting your podcast from here, listening to us. This episode after episode is just so grateful and so rewarding. We try to keep a clean platform. Yeah, we can get a little raunchy. We can get what we need. But, you know, it ain't necessary. You can still be effective. So it's just a conversation all in a New York Minute. That was one. Then we got, I got to tell you, that resource ride, that is exploding, man. We just posted it up. People are hitting it. You know, if you live in New York and even in any other state, it's the same thing. But the mayor, it's just a conversation. New York City mayor versus the student movement. Incredible. Did we spell movement wrong? You got to check it out. It's just a conversation. Political bombshell, dirty politics. Who's real getting the things? Who's really getting things done? Who's really doing it? You know, you got that guy Kennedy up there. You got those lawyers going for those justships. They're not playing. You can't lie in Congress under oath. Then it goes, yeah, from she's Turkish from Berlin, helping the U.S. students protesters. It's crazy. We had a great conversation that day. That karaoke one was even better. What's happening in our society is another one out there. New York City and safe construction. Oh my God, the fatalities of people getting injury. It's ridiculous. So we're trying to end it. It is so much. What about the peace? 60-year war operation. Palestinians, man, they got something happening. But you got to go Farming While Black, screening, Oasis, 1,600 square feet, see Brooklyn. It was tremendous. Two great days. All in a New York Minute. New York City, 40 minutes in Brooklyn. Yeah, it was a great one. It all depends on how you like to get it. We love our What Pets has. Yo, we did a show on pets. If you really, really want to know where to get these exotic animals and these pets, you got to go to Pennsylvania. They're Amish. They breed them. Well, this guy had, it's just a conversation. We love our pets. His Alaskan Malibu. Oh, my God. Just alone by talking to the owner. Hundreds of people walk by touching his dog, want to know what this dog is. And he says they grow bigger than humans. But this one here is Malibu, Alaskan. Beautiful animal. Very, very beautiful. Well, on behalf of the Facts of the Porcupine podcast, we hope you're enjoying yourselves. Be careful with this weather. You know, we got the mayor going at it. But they got a lot of good initiatives that people may be overlooking. We got the election coming up. The trials are still going on. I may pop at the courthouse just to see how everything is barricaded off, even especially Columbia. They got a little rough on them last night from what I'm hearing. You know, but you know, we got to have some law and order. And a lot of people will disagree. And they could be bent toe hard hell on their position. But it's not going to really change anything because it's a process. When I said the word war, she said genocide. No problem. I'm not going to argue with anyone. But I do know one thing. The opposite sex. So people can do what they want, live the life they want. You got to be honest when somebody meets you and they're not sure of, and you are binary and this and that. Just be honest. It'll go a long way, you know, and then you'll have a friend for life because you was honest. I heard this term called fishing.
where you online and you're dating and you go to meet and the picture that you see on the website ain't the same, and it's crazy, especially if you get stuck with two kids. He takes care of them. Two kids or more. You got to really know. And you need help. Everybody needs it. Everybody's good. But I'm just saying, this is the Lunchtime Live. Gave you some good resources. Gave you an opportunity. I'm definitely joining that volunteer emergency team. You know, they give you a beautiful knapsack. They tell you what you got to stack away. You know, it's easy for me to say it, and even me, and we don't do it. You know, who knows? You can get flooded. You can have a fire. You know, things that you're going to need documentation. And, you know, we see these California fires, man, oh, man. Hopefully those folks are able to retrieve their stuff and have all their data and computers and everything on in a position where they can not lose it all. But, yeah. It's not easy. And at the same time, who's going to be there for you when you come home from surgery? Who's going to, oh my God, while we were in the hospital with my sister the other day, a woman went nuts. She stated, and she quoted the law, excuse my language. Get the fuck away from me. I want a female doctor. You freaking, you're here only 2 months. Oh my gosh, she was going nuts. And then right away, oh, mental health. No, she wanted a female doctor. And I hope that he didn't take it the wrong way. She wanted she wanted a female doctor. The young man, he kept his proposal, but what else can he do? He walked away and some people came and she was just going off. And a friend said, oh, she's a little mental. Well, you never know. What happened? Yeah, so this is the facts of the Porcupine Podcast. We are done. We are going to tell you guys that we appreciate your listening. We appreciate every single individual that has really logged in, really showed some support. We have some crazy stuff coming down the line. I mean it. You're going to love it. It is just, you never know. I jumped on the guy with the cannabis shop. I wanted to know what the hell is the problem. Because, you know, right away, we have a black mayor talking shit about the guy. And, yeah, hold on.
Another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You are welcome on the Facts and the Porcupine Podcast. Somebody asked me, why did you name it Porcupine? What the hell is a porcupine? When we use the word facts, you give us the facts. You know, I think the news outlets, they're so desperate in different people to get you to click on their article. They should be a law when you advertise a photograph of an ad and you click it on, oh, the New York Knicks, and then it's a goddamn Nets. There should be something done about that behavior, misconception, and not being honest with people. You know, time is money. You don't want to waste your time, but it is what it is, and they need to respect that. But people do a lot of things that I would not imagine to be done. You know, just things that they do. And we try to make sure that everybody, not try. I move around. Oh, my man, this gentleman that got this Sony deal. Where is D? Let me see if I got his card. Gave me a nice business card with a guitar picket. Where the hell is his card? I told him I would shout him out. Hey, we want to give a shout out to Black by Design. She sponsors our show, you know, in a lot of other different ways. Bob D, B-O-B-D-E-E, Up All Night. Check him out. This, yo, just got a Sony record deal. He's just an average guy walking down the block.
He's got a www.bobd. Let me put on my glasses. Can't see this fine print. It's bobdwithpetro.com. www.bobdewithpetro.com. I got his guitar. You know, his business card. If you open up and you need a guitar pick, it's right here. I can give that to my son. Man, we had a great time meeting people, a great time being with you today on the Facts and the Porcupine podcast. You know, we got that the department. I made sure when I went to that resource fair that I wanted to hit certain booths and tables. I wanted to get some clarification on certain things. And like I said, we got a gas line coming in on this weekend. So, you know, and you got to know the law too, because when you do new renovation or upgrades or anything, the building department codes have changed, just like the OSHA requirements, just like the incredible, unbelievable insurance. You can't get insurance. These disasters, all of the pandemic, it's caused a lot of riffle in the market. What's up, Code Cycle? Joined the studio. And it was a renovation of a house into a two-family duplex on Arlington. You guys got to go check that house. It's up for sale. I mean, they want a little bit of money. It's 3.7, but that shit is worth it. You know, the owners are getting ready to, you know, they want to sell it because, you know, it's tough. No parking for them. I guess he's spoiled because, you know, everybody's paying for parking. You can get parking on that block. You just have to know when to move your car and all that. But it's a safe block. It's clean. The house is incredible. And maybe you can pick up a steal. So, but basically what we're going to have done when we added new sprinkler heads, we added, when you add from to the existence, you got the code changes a little. So we've been waiting on is like 9 months for a new toilet seat, new whatever. And that's what it is. That's all we're waiting on. Wow. I was just thinking there was an issue where you ever see these guys with these, I got a little keyboard, with these high, like, I don't know what's in these cars. They go, brr, brr, they just dash off. But then you see all of them illegally drag racing around the block, taking up space, and there's people getting hit because they're filming them and they're spinning around and doing all this shit. I've seen some crazy incidents. You got to be careful. And then once you get hit, the insurance companies, things change. You can get an injury that could be catastrophic and put you disabled for the rest of your life, all for a freak off, a freak time. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You know, gotta be careful. You know, your parents worked too hard to get you to this point, so we don't want to be losing anybody. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be careful. Well, hit the wrong button. So, you know, we're getting ready to wind this show down. Been on for a minute. You know, if you like what you're hearing, if you like the platform, if you want to check out these other episodes, Sunday's a big day where we get up early in the morning and we just run down the week in review. 50 people log on, listen to what we're talking about. This is the Facts and the Porcupine podcast. It is a wonderful privilege to have you guys on this platform. We got a young lady. Hopefully she'll get in contact with her mom. Got somebody who wants to talk about, you know, just things they're into. Want to thank, the astronomist, the young lady that sold me she sized me up, porcupines. On that show that we did at the hour, I don't even know if I aired it, but I got to get it up. And the young lady sized me up, guys. I want to thank everyone that came into this kitchen, the studio. You know, man, I went, you know, I came down an escalator and all I saw was women vendors. The quality of their merchandise was impeccable. It's a podcast. I don't know. It's up there. I got to double check it. It's incredible. Well, basically, I'm a Sagittarius. And boy, I kind of like her. She sent me her phone number because she sent her.
She's an astronomer. She's into that. I think, wait a minute, is this her? No, somebody sent a text saying, hi, Reginald, doing very well. I just left a voice message concerning this prospective future client below. Hi, my name is Brooke. I am with the Diamond contractor. We are awarded a contract for, somebody's calling about something. And you know what? Let me tell you guys something. I want to make it clear because we're getting ready to log off. Never burn down your bridges. About 10 or 12 years ago, I had a contract with the New York City. Somebody hired me. Do you know they didn't want to pay us and it happened to be a black female? The balls of them to send me a text asking me about some stuff. I am a very good with construction, OSHA. You know, my company was one of the premier painting companies. We're trying to get back on top, the insurance. We went union. We got screwed over. I know a lot about construction. And we got a conversation that we have. We started it out with just talking about construction, OSHA, ergonomics on how to lift and not hurt yourself on regular jobs and things like that. So, hey, we're at our point. I want to thank, what is his name, Raha Khan? Somebody just joined the studio. I said hello to you. Raja Kumar. I'm bad with these things sometimes. Well, this is the Facts of the Porcupine podcast. We don't have an engineer. We don't edit. We just talk to people. Have a wonderful day. Keep your eyes open. If you see something, say something. Well, I said something. The cops didn't want to do shit, and we went at it. I actually was recording. So I just want to tell you guys to stay well, stay safe. The weekend is coming. Stay grounded. Stay in your bubble. Be hard on your children. Don't let these 13, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds run us. They're going to need us. We're going to need them because we want our legacy and our children to be well and our young adults. So, and then watch out for these cannabis shots because the mayor's on a warpath. We're in the United States of America, Brooklyn, New York. It's your show. It's your platform on the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. Check out Bob D up all night, Sony recording artist. Congratulations to Bob. And congratulations to all of us that are listening, that are hanging out with me. This was the Lunchtime Live. You can go to Bed-Tie. You get that Lunchtime Live stuff, $15. No, it was $11.95. Pardon me. $11.95, you can get your favorite Thai food. Stay well. Stay safe. New York City, United States. The Facts and the Porcupine Podcast. Oh, by the way, I'm your host, Reginald Sweeney. Be good.